The number of COVID-19 cases continues to rise around Australia, with restriction measures being tightened in areas previously exempt. New South Wales recorded 356 new infections overnight, and as the current wave creeps further outside Greater Sydney, Byron Bay, an area often associated with alternative views, entered a snap lockdown from 6 p.m. last night. Jared Cross has more.
Parts of the New South Wales far north coast will face lockdown until August 17th. After a man in the area tested positive for COVID-19 following his arrival from Sydney. The Richmond Valley, Lismore, Ballina and Byron Shire local government areas look to contain the spread of the virus after a man in his 50s is believed to have visited a number of sites and venues without the use of QR code tracking services. While it comes as a shock, Byron Shire Deputy Mayor Sarah Engi says that many in the community welcomed the imposed measures.
Many in the community were relieved that we were going into a snap lockdown. That's proved to be the most successful way of managing outbreaks in regional areas. Given that the person had travelled so widely during his period of infection, contact tracers need that 7 days to really follow up on any potential cases, and so even though it hurts our local businesses and is really difficult for some community members, you know, going fast is much better than and waiting and seeing.
The area has a reputation as a haven for anti-vaccination and alternative attitudes. However, there's hope that a majority consensus will help in aiding the community.
I'm sure there's people that are really frustrated that people aren't all following New South Wales health orders, but I think, you know, a vast amount of the community are doing everything they can to do the right thing. The Northern Rivers has long been known for having a mixed and varied population with different views about everything from vaccination to fluoride in the water and 5G, and, you know, we do have a plethora of varying opinion, and, you know, it's a diverse place, and that, you know, is part of what makes it really fantastic, but also at a time like this, we need to be extra cautious.
The Deputy Mayor went on to say that these attitudes are not unique to the four LGAs, and that the region is following suit with other parts of the country.
And I know there are a lot of people really keen to get vaccinated and just waiting until an appointment's available. There are also people, like we've seen in all states of Australia, that unfortunately aren't heeding the messages and the warnings around COVID.
When it comes to vaccinations, the delays and shortage experienced for many is to be expected on the far north coast, exacerbated by the crisis in Greater Sydney.
It was really disappointing, I guess, that a number of our Pfizer vaccinations were diverted to Sydney. I understand it must be a very complex job for Health New South Wales to try and manage these sorts of things, especially when the outbreak there is so big. I know, you know, it's about a 2 month waiting list. Well, that's been my experience to get the Pfizer, and AstraZeneca, like everywhere else, is more widely available. Look, I honestly believe people are doing their best that they can with what's available, but I know there are people in the community really keen to get vaccinated that just aren't being able to access it as quickly as they would like.
However, the local council is reassured by the actions of community members so far and is optimistic that an outbreak can be avoided.
It has been so quiet today. I've been really relieved to see that people are heeding the warnings. No one turned up at the high school that I teach at. So, you know, people do seem to be taking the lockdown seriously. And I think we're all grateful for that. I can only speak for what I've seen myself, but I'm hopeful that people will stick to a more precautionary attitude at this time.
Deputy Mayor of Byron Shire Council, Sarah Engi, ending that report by Jared Cross.